More than 700,000 people have fled their homes in northern Mozambique in the last 4 years. An armed group called Al-Shabaab has attacked towns and villages. It says it wants to bring Islamic law to the province. Its fighters have beheaded people and abducted others. The people who fled to this town told us they don't understand why.
As we were running to the forest, they took 3 of my children, so I don't know what happened to them. Why they decided to take my kids, I don't know.
It was here, at the Amarula Hotel in the town of Parma, that the armed group drew more international attention than ever before. It attacked the town in March. The hotel was popular with contractors servicing a nearby natural gas project. It was besieged for days. Dozens died trying to escape. Weeks later, French oil giant Total suspended its operations in the area and pulled out its workers. It had been preparing to extract $20 billion worth of offshore natural gas. Then in July, Rwandan troops arrived to help the government forces. Over the following months, they fought the armed group out of the towns and villages it controlled. They celebrated their gains together at this parade. Mozambique's armed forces had failed to contain the insurgency. The Rwandan troops have had much more success. But there are questions around who's paying for their operation. All of their equipment, like the helmets that they're wearing, looks new. It's all in an agreement between the presidents of the two countries, but the terms of that agreement aren't entirely clear. Rwanda's president, Paul Kagame, says Rwanda is simply helping an ally and funding the operation itself.
We need friends to help Mozambique and in dealing with this challenge. Rwanda is just making its own contribution.
But Mozambican rights groups wonder if Rwanda could even afford the costs, which have included importing fleets of military vehicles, and why it would pay.
It is not part of the good governance of conflict resolution that it is not clear as to who is paying the bill of the multinational forces that are helping a certain country to fight the violent extremism.
Many observers suspect France could be paying because of Total's fossil fuel interests, or that French President Emmanuel Macron brokered a deal. He met with the presidents of both Mozambique and Rwanda earlier this year. When he visited Rwanda in May, Macron promised 500 million euros of development aid and spoke of helping regional responses, including in Mozambique. But France has neither confirmed nor denied if it's funding the Rwandan troops on the ground. There are also questions around who's funding their enemy, Al-Shabaab. Aging rifles captured from them by the Rwandan forces don't suggest they have a lot of money. ISIL has claimed responsibility for some of the attacks, but local discontent with the government is more apparent than foreign connections. For many, it's not clear who's behind the forces fighting in the conflict. What is clear is that both local grievances and $20 billion worth of natural gas lie in the middle of it. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera, Pemba, Mozambique.